So we're here with assistant coach Chris Rose after a disappointing 58-18 defeat at the hand of league leaders and now league champions, Lee Centurions. How do you see that game going today?
It was disappointing, massively disappointing. We knew we were coming to the team that have proved themselves to be the best team in the competition this year. That's why they've only been beaten once, and they were very good. They were big, strong, skillful, fast. And we were going to have to produce something pretty special to challenge that. We didn't. Our performance was disappointing. We always talk about trying to control the things that we can control, and that was poor today. You know, you look early on in the game where we were under a 50% completion in the first half, and at the very least, when you're playing a team as good as this, you have to make sure that you complete your own sets and get to your last tackle and at least give yourselves a chance by doing that. But quite uncharacteristically today, what we did was we came up with spilled balls and knock-ons set after set, which gave them possession and it gave them the opportunity to score early points, which they did and lots of them. So it was, yeah, well, it didn't look like the Halifax team that we have been for the last 7 or 8 weeks. There were some positives for me. The standout player for us was Brandon Moore. I thought he did a brilliant job, and he kept going and going and going. And he was, you know, he had Moy Moy coming at him all game with his, you know, as he does with his arms up. And Brandon worked really hard today. I thought Will Sharp did, and Luke Ambler as well. For me, were the positives in our performance, but there weren't enough of them. And yeah, some players went missing a little bit today, and that was a shame.
Well, it's evident from what I'm feeling from you, you're obviously very disappointed with the fixture as well. But for you personally, do you think it all started from maybe the charge down in the first like 2 or 3 minutes off Gareth Moore's kick, and then it just basically imploded from then?
That set the tone. Yeah, it did. You know, early on in the game, as I was saying before, it was important that we tried to that we were going to have to get to the back end of sets and get good kicks away. And then I think that might have been it happened in the third minute, so it might have been the end of our first set with the ball when that happened to Gareth. And of course, they turned that into a 6-0 lead. But let's not forget, we levelled, didn't we? You know, we came back in at 6-6 with a brilliant try from Ben Johnston. I should probably have mentioned Ben as well in that list of players who I just said then, because Ben scored two good tries today, and that first one was an exceptional try. So yeah, it set us off. It set us off on the wrong tone, probably. What happened with Gareth's kick, but we put ourselves back in the game. So yeah, there was a lot more that went wrong after that led to what happened today.
And then we also know that Batley slipped up today, but at the expense of Featherstone, who will be coming to visit us next week, and which will now is anything like we were just saying, from third to sixth is anybody's to play for in a way. How do you see that fixture being played out?
Well, that's something that I sort of predicted, and you and I have spoken about week on week, that it was going to come to the wire, and it was going to come to a competition between the top six, and that's exactly what has happened. Yeah, I suppose Batley have done us something of a favour. Well, no, they haven't done, sorry. Featherstone have done us something of a favour today to a degree, but what Featherstone have done now is they've brought themselves back into the race again, which had they been beaten today, they would have been out, and they would have been out of that. Importantly, and it's something that has been said in the changing rooms, is the fact that we were aware that to guarantee our top four, we would have to win two out of the final three games of the season. That still remains the case, that we have to challenge ourselves here. We have to beat Featherstone. We have to beat London, and if we do that, we'll be in the top four. And it's an exciting climax, and that's what people want. And what we have to do is we have to get things right this week and get the mood right, I think. Get the mood right, get the feeling right again, in my opinion, and make sure that the atmosphere is right in training. And for me, not dwell too much on today. You can't. It's gone now. And it was our worst performance of the year, and probably of my 2 years here. But it has gone. And What matters now is getting bodies patched up and making sure that we get things right all week, as Richard just said, in the changing rooms then, ready to be at our best for Featherstone.
Well, we know what threats Featherstone do pose. We've faced them twice this season already, most notably at the Summer Bash where we nailed them 37-0, the final score was that day. Are we going to be looking for another fixture of that calibre, or is it going to be one of those where you definitely, like this game should have gone today, get your bigger players to stand out and grab the game by the scruff of the neck?
Yeah, I think we played very well against Featherstone at Blackpool and got that 37-0 scoreline, and we also beat them by a point over at theirs. What I fully anticipate is it'll be a very different Featherstone side to the one that we saw at the Summer Bash. They're not gonna underperform like they did that day. They're going to be strong, they're going to be brimming with confidence after beating Batley today, and the stakes are high for them as they are for us, and they want that top four, we want that top four, and I think we've got to be ready for their threats. We know about Danny Craven, he obviously did a brilliant job for us last year, and he's just one of them, but yeah, we'll look at what we did right against them before and how we exposed them, and hopefully look for a similar performance again as we put in against them last time.
Well, thank you very much for joining me once again in a very tropical weather afternoon in Lee Sports Village and the freshly cut grass, and I'm sure you'll join us again next week, and hopefully next time we get back to winning ways against Featherstone.
Thank you.